And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I speak to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Mark chapter 9, verse 17 to 19. Here we are able to see the effect of lack of faith. Lack of faith can rob man a lot of goodness. Lack of faith robs the disciple and the father of the child the desire healing they expected in the boy. The scripture says, and they brought the boy unto Jesus, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed for me. And Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of his child, and oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. The father of the kid said, but if thou canst do anything, showing lack of faith even in the presence of the Son of God. Jesus put it straight, we need faith here, brother. Faith in me, the Son of the living God. And he said unto the father of the boy, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Jesus was saying, power to heal is available. God is here. What you need for your child's healing is here. We need your faith to get things moving. And straight with the father which I cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Our Lord rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him, the Bible says. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, in so much that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, the disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this guy can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Saints of the Lord that are listening to this message, here we are. Our Lord replies his disciples, this guy can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. What type of prayer is our Lord saying? He's talking about prayer of faith. The scripture says in James chapter 1 verse 6 to 7, but whoever prays, let him ask in faith, not in wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And James chapter 5 verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. We can see that scripture says Jesus our Lord will raise him up. God the Father invested this power in his Son. This tells us we should have faith in Jesus as we have in God. In John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, have faith in God, and have faith in me. BBE version. Some of us that have not given our life to Jesus, it is time we do it. Give your life to Jesus. As you do so, you are blessed in Jesus' name.